To the deities of the temple. Om Shri Maha Ganapate Namaha. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Bhavaneshwariye Namaha. Today I am going to talk about not what I have actually planned, but why I am taking all these classes. What is the role of the temple? And what is the role of the gurus? Indirectly it means something like a prophecy, something like telling about the future. First of all, we should have a thorough conviction that within the coming 4 years, the new era man is going to be a part of the humanity. What Aurobindo said as the supramental descent, what Sri Ram Sharma Acharya Gurudev told as Prajna Putra, what Sri Ram Krishna Paramahamsa said as Bhava Mukho Bhava, what Ravana Maharshi said as first you know what you are, who am I, what Blavatsky said about Brahma Vidya, what Lahiri Maharshi said about the technique of breathing to help evolution. All these are interrelated. And what I am telling you now is that you are going to see within 4 years a new man. A man who is not controlled by mind, but controlled by buddhi. That is the difference between the present day man and the coming man, the new era man. We are controlled by mind, manu. All of our decisions are almost self-centered. I am not saying selfish. Selfishness is different from self-centered decision. Self-centered means you want to do something which benefits you. Selfishness means you want to do what you want even though it is hurting others. You understand the difference between selfishness and self-centered? Self-centered man does not harm anybody. What he says is, what is the benefit I get? If I don't get a benefit, I am not going to do this. the selfish man also wants benefits, but at the cost of others being in trouble. That's the difference. We are self-centered now. We are not at all interested in harming others. We are interested in getting something for us. What the Guru, the Rishis previously, and the Gurus now, what they say is, don't be self-centered. Utilize your buddhi. And the only mantra for developing buddhi is Gayatri mantra. Om Bhurbhavasva Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya. Now in this course of lecture, if I hurt your feelings, you please excuse me. Because sometimes when a thing has to be properly projected, you have to be a bit harsh. The fact is, the entire humanity nowadays is completely idiotic. You say, Gurudev used to say, buddhihin manavata. Why we are idiotic? On the cigarette packets it is written, it is injurious to health. The rates go on, and you go on buying the cigarette packets and smoking. You just think what you will call such a man. Is it anything wrong to say that he is an idiot? I think you can understand, I am not trying to criticize anybody, but I want to be harsh, because until and unless I am harsh, you are not going to understand the fact. When you say and you understand that Gayatri is very good, how many of us do Gayatri regularly? So there is only an intellectual understanding, not an understanding of the buddhi. Many a times I have told in my lectures that diabetes can be cured in one single day. Any diabetic patient, I guarantee that he will not be diabetic the next day without medicine. And this I am telling since last 5 years. None approached me asking, okay, how can I be beyond diabetes? And two or three people came, and when I told them you do this, they said, no, I can't do it. Now you understand what I am trying to tell? You are diabetic, and you know that diabetes is a silent killer. The most dangerous disease on the planet Earth is diabetes, because it kills silently. Your kidneys go first, your heart goes next, your eyes goes next, every part of yours slowly, slowly, slowly dwindles. And when there is a guaranteed cure for it, nobody accepts it. 4 years back, when I went to Nature Cure, I was a chemist, basically, and an allopath by thinking. I never used to believe in homeopathy and nature cure. I said, all this is nonsense. When the masters of medicine, doctors, who are so much interested to cure people, are unable to find a cure for diabetes, how can by just changing your eating habits cure your diabetes? But I was forced, because of the abnormal values of my diabetic disease, very abnormal values. It was completely uncontrollable by allopathic medicine. And here in Bangalore, there is a Nature Cure hospital. I don't know whether you knew it or not. It is known as the Jindal Nature Cure Hospital. Ever heard about it? So when I went there, they said, first of all, what you are supposed to do is throw away your medicine. And after that day, until today, Only when I don't follow those rules, the diabetes comes up. If not, I am completely free of diabetes. Why I am telling it? This was about 4 years back. And when I was cured of diabetes and went to my college in Guntur, my friends asked me, my friends means those who are diabetic. We have a diabetic association there when we used to go in the lunch hour. The restaurant man, the moment he saw us enter, gives us a sugar sticky. But on that day I said, you put sugar. So every one of my friends said that. Then I told them that is a very simple thing, you eat raw food and fruit as much as you want, and you will not have diabetes. They said it is very difficult. How can you eat raw food? But they can have diabetes. Now you say, why I say we don't have any buddhi? You are prepared to die, but you are not able to take the correct food. So that's the problem which is confronting us. The real problem is, all of us know what is right, but we don't practice. Then what to do? There is only one power in the universe which can change your thinking pattern. That is Gayatri. But you should know that you have to change your thinking pattern. And let me assure you that 4 years you are going to see this new type of human being controlling the universe. Just because you and I are not doing it, it doesn't mean that humanity is left without any means. The real power behind all this universe is a great, gigantic, thinking personality which we call as God. He thinks. He knows. And it is He who is motivating this universe towards a particular goal. So many people ask me, if the new era man is going to develop, can you tell me the requisite, the behavior, the thinking process of the new era man? That is exactly what all these masters are trying to do. All these masters means I am talking about Madame Blavatsky and co., the Theosophical Society. They talk about this new era man. Then we have the Lahiri Mahashaya and co., what is known as the Kriya Yoga, where you are supposed only to breathe regularly for few hours per day and your constitution will change. Few hours per day, not few minutes per day. And then we have the Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, where he advised all his disciples to practice one thing. In Bengali, it was known as Bhava Mukho Bhava. Indirectly, it means stay in your Triputi. Stay in your Ajna Chakra. So the coming generation, the coming era, are those people who can stay in their Ajna Chakra and do not come down below it. Below Ajna Chakra, you have five chakras. If you know the chakra theory, the Ajna Chakra is the third eye, below it is the Vishuddhi, and then the Anahata, then the Manipuraka, then the Swadhisthana, and then the Muladhara. This is the Prapancha. So what we are supposed to do is go beyond these five senses. Go beyond the prapancha. That is what I am going to tell you. That is what I am trying to tell you. And if possible, I have a plan on plan on 7th and 8th of this next month. They are Saturday and Sundays. We can have a sadhana camp also, where I can tell you how can you live like that. Just lecturing is not enough. From morning to evening to night, you sleep, and then next day you sleep. You should learn how to sleep also. So this process of the new era man depends on your ability to conquer the lower five chakras. And when I say the lower five chakras, you are not supposed to open them up. They are already open. Many people ask me and how to do the Kundalini Jagrana. How should the Muladhara to be awakened? How the Swadhisthana is to be awakened? How the Manipuraka is to be awakened? How the Anahata is to be awakened? How the Vishuddhi is to be awakened? Mind you, they are already awakened in you. You need not awaken them. You have only to control them. You understand the difference between these two? To awaken, you need a lot of work, a lot of sadhana. But to control, you don't need any sadhana. You should know how to control, that's all. So this Gayatri is now being utilized to control your five senses. That is where the Gayatri of Puja Gurudev and the other Gayatri which we do in our houses deviate. In general, we do Gayatri as a part of our Nitya Karma. And do you know, when we do the Gayatri, we use the word Nitya Karma Anushthana Yogyata Siddhyardham. That is the Sankalpa we do. Nitya Karma Yogyata Siddhyardham. That means, let me be efficient. Yogyata means efficient, to do the day-to-day work. And now you understand to what gate, the depth of spiritual darkness we have fallen. We don't know how to sleep. Nobody knows how to sleep. We sleep because sleep takes over you. We eat. God only knows what we are eating and why we are eating. We move and do some activities. All of our activities are spent only in one thing: to learn a process of education which can make you a good servant. Service. We always say service mila ki nahi, service join kiya ki nahi. So, about 22 to 23 years of our youth are spent in learning a subject so that you can serve others. Though it looks harsh, one guru was giving an example. I like that example very much. I don't know whether you will like it or you will dislike it by my saying that example. In Bombay, there is a union of beggars. So what happens? One area of beggars and another area of beggars. These beggars should not go to that area, and those beggars of this area should not come to this area. And now what happened? A beggar from this area and a girl from that area were married. Then the beggar's union said, "These fellows, you are permitted to beg there." So in our education, when we become software engineers, you are allowed to beg in that area. If you read chemistry, you are allowed to beg in the area of chemistry. Is it not so? Are you not begging jobs? How much ever you may read. In the end, if you don't get a job, He equated like that. He said, reading a particular subject means you are allowed to beg only in that area. A problem came to my sister once. She was to take a subject in MA, so she was opting for economics. And somebody said, you go for public administration. And then at that particular time, a new subject was being introduced, rural development, MA in rural development. So many of my father's friends suggested that let her take the new subject, rural development. Of course, she took the subject, she got a first class, and then she started applying. Rural development was a new course, so there was no degree course in rural development. You understand, only in the post-graduation you have the rural development. In the degree level, you don't have a rural development subject. And now she couldn't get a job because she didn't do her MA in economics. They wanted economics lecturers, not rural development lecturers. They wanted public administration lecturers, no rural development lecturers. And rural development is a mixture of both economics and public administration. But they said, no, you don't have the basic degree, so you cannot beg to be a lecturer in economics or public administration. She did not get a job. Why I am stressing this so much? When we are asking our children to read, what is the basic criteria when you decide your child should read this or that? Begging for a job. Is it not? That is where the entire India has been completely devastated by this service culture. And it is becoming very difficult to bring them out. But within 4 years, you are going to see a new wave of economics sweeping India. Mind you remember this, at least 4 years is not a very big time gap. So you will be sure when you see the papers and the change in the education system, where people are not supposed to beg for a job, they will give the job. But this is not a class where I am going to tell you how this is going to happen. But those who are interested in this type of activities, there is a special book written by Sri Ram Sharma Acharya known as Sukshmi Karana Sadhana. That is, your 5 bodies, the physical body, the vital body or pranamay kosha, the manomay kosha, the vijnanamay kosha and the anamay kosha are split open. You are now only using only your physical body. You don't know how to use your mental body, emotional body or the pranamay kosha, the vijnanamay kosha and the anamay kosha. But one of the greatest sadhakas on the planet Earth, right from time immemorial, right from Satya Yuga, this single man, Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, has made it possible for a human being to live in 5 different bodies. You can also live. It is not only he who lived like that. Because when once a scientist develops a theory and a practical aspect, everyone in the world can do it. But unfortunately, nobody knows about that aspect of the Gurus. I'm putting it as a plural, that Guruji also used to say it as Guru Satta. The essence of Gurus, that is what he used to say, Guru Satta. So the essence of the Gurus is you try to understand your pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya anandamaya koshas also. You are not just this body, you are also these four also. And probably these four are more important. So this is where Gayatri comes in. In Gayatri alone, you have the special techniques of developing all these five bodies. But in Gayatri, these five bodies are divided into three. The Annamaya and Pranamaya koshas are mixed in one category, and it is known as the Sthula Sharira. So the Sthula Sharira means the Annamaya kosha and the Pranamaya kosha. And then you have the Manomaya kosha. And after that, this Manomaya kosha is known as the Sukshma Sharira, subtle body. So Annamaya and Pranamaya koshas become the gross body, Sthula Sharira. The Manomaya kosha becomes the subtle body. And the other two, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya kosha, become the Karana Sharira, the causal body. And this Gayatri mantra, Tat Saritur Varenyam, these eight letters tell you how to develop your physical and vital body, Annamaya and Pranamaya body. Tat Savituru Varenya. And then Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, they will tell you how your mental body is developed. Your mental body has three levels. One is the material level, the mind thinks about what to eat and what not to eat, how it should be eaten, when to eat, where to eat, where to sleep. Ahara, Nidra, these are animal characteristics. With Ahara and Nidra, two more come, Bhaya and Maithuna. Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithunancha. These are animal qualities. Now, when we look after our life, how we are living, is not only these four which is controlling us? You are worried about the food. And of course, we are afraid. And the sex aspect is a very mechanical thing. We just don't even know that it is the only spiritual thing which you have in you. That is what today's Sita Rama Kalyana tells us. And the only spiritual aspect in us has become only a mechanical aspect. The sex. Fear, of course, we are always afraid of something. If our child plays in dirt, we are afraid. We don't allow him to play. We can mutti me nahi khelna. And you go to a nature cure hospital and pay 2000 rupees so that you can have a mud bath. That is our intelligence. Mud bath is okay if you pay 2000 rupees, but your child should not play in the mud. And thanks God to the developing city, you don't have any mud also. You don't know how grass or mud looks. Either you are on a cement or a tar road. So the fear. Did you find that probably your entire life is controlled by fear? You just think over it. Everywhere there is a fear. Everywhere there is a fear. If your child comes half an hour late, you think over what ideas go in your mind and see whether you are fearful or not. Don't you think so? Pata nahi kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? Kahin chal raha hoga? Nahin. We are afraid. Every minute we are afraid. And about food, I think it is the human being alone who does not know how to eat. Every animal knows what to eat and when to eat and how to eat. And a human being, he doesn't know what to eat. He just doesn't know. And one more thing, we eat when you need not eat because somebody else wants you to eat. You go to a home, chai pike jaiye. Arre doodh do na, chai kyon de rahe ho? You got the point? Even the food habits are completely wrong. And we say we are a very intelligent society. That's where I said in the beginning, if I sound a bit harsh, and if you feel that what I am saying is true, try to correct yourself. Don't be angry with me when I say you are all fearful people. You don't know how to eat. And most important of all is, we don't know how to sleep. Obesity, one of the most basic beauty problem. People are not worried about the health aspect of the obesity. Unfortunately, they are the aspect only in the beauty aspect of it. Obesity is dangerous also. It is harmful for health also, but people are not worried about the health aspect. They are worried about the beauty aspect. And do you know, Charaka Samhita says that if you know how to sleep, you can never become obese. The first sentence in Charaka Ayurveda Samhita says, if you know how to sleep, you cannot become, you cannot. And our society, especially in America, they are worried that every year the obesity rate is increasing by 20%. You understand what I mean by this statement? If there are 100 people obese means overweight. This year, next year there will be 120 people who are obese. And next year, 120 and 20%. That means plus 21. That means 141 people will become obese. And all this is because you don't know how to sleep. And the fundamental aspect of the yoga is yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta svapnava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. If your yoga wants, you want your yoga to remove your problems, your sorrows, you should know how to dream yukta svapnava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. Unfortunately, we have forgotten this also. If anybody wants and dreams that I will become this and that, the family members also criticize me, make fun of him. So this, with this basics, I want to start my Gayatri Ramayana, guaranteeing that within 4 years, what I am telling you now with a small group of people, will be followed worldwide as the only solution for humanity. You should go beyond these 4 characteristics of animals. You should know the importance of food, because the mind is formed because of what you are eating. In Hindi there is a saying, jaisa khaye ann, vaisa man. So you should know that what you are eating is making your mind. And do you know the relationship between these two? Do you know the relationship between smell and mind? Just 4 days back I read in the newspapers that if you smell rose, your memory increases. Scientifically proven. I don't know how many of you read about it. You are more interested whether India has won the match or not. God only knows what profit you will get if India wins or loses. Of course, I also want India to win, that is something else. But how many of you, after hearing this statement, will go home and try to smell a rose in the plant itself, don't break it, and then smell it? You go to a rose plant, you see the beauty of the rose flower and smell it. Your memory will increase. These small things you don't do. And I find a great advertisement, 20,000 rupees per gram, eat this lehia and you will get your memory increased. You will play 25,000 in black and get that churan or whatever it is, knowing fully well that it will not work. Know it also that it won't work. But what makes you proud is, I am spending 20,000 rupees per gram. And a simple smell of rose is enough to increase your memory. A simple color change increases money power. A pharmaceutical company in America used it to ship her medicine in black colored carton, and it used to come to Africa and India. You are understanding what I am telling? The medicine were packed in black colored carton, and the people who are supposed to bring it in that shipyard, they used to blame that they are very heavy, we can't tackle it, we don't want it, we want an increase in payment of carrying the load. Now the company was in a break-even point and it cannot curtail the weight of the carton, because if you bring down the weight of the carton, the number of drugs that you keep in comes down, you have to bundle it in another packet and the cost increases. Then they approached an Indian yogi. It was in the papers, we don't care it because it is about an Indian yogi who was in America then. So the pharmaceutical company people approached the yogi saying, this is the problem and our company is going to get heavy losses if you make the bundle lighter. Then he said and laughed, what nonsense, pack it in red. That is where the Coca-Cola people got this red color. If you know the history of that color. So the pharmaceutical company, instead of the black colored cartons, made it red colored cartons. Having the same weight, nobody complained. The power of color. And in Gayatri Mantra, you have the Varna Dhyana. You have, you, Guruji has given how to meditate on color. And there is a glaring example how a company benefited by changing the color. And we laugh at it. And the suggestion was given by Indian yogi. And all these colors, and the methodology of using these seven colors of the Vidya is given in the Gayatri Mahavidya, is Kundalini Jagarana Vidya in the first volume. Why I am telling it? I don't have time to tell all these things to you. But you can read it and practice it. In 6 months, Gurudev said, you will understand and conquer your animal nature. If you can practice the colors, you have to start with Ajna Chakra and go to Muladhara, practicing every month one chakra each. This will be the new era man who knows about the chakras and utilizes it. And mind you, the people who know about the chakra don't serve others. people serve them. But sometimes the people who rule the chakras promise that they will serve you. They will not serve you. Best examples are politicians. They promise that they will serve you. They will not serve you. And now, one more hint I am going to give you. If you are really interested in your own family's development and children's development, if you can develop your Mooladhara Chakra, you can become a great politician. And did you ever hear any politician begging for a job? We go to a politician and beg for a job. Is it not? Politicians don't beg for jobs, they give jobs. Even a vice chancellor or a professor has to read. But an education minister need not read. He need not have any degree. Even then you don't understand that your education is of no value. So this Mooladhara Chakra, wherever it is active, the man is automatically a born leader. If you can activate your Mooladhara, you can control politics. Why I am telling it? This is what Gurudev's Panchavirabhadra Sadhana was meant for. He said that he will change the politicians. He has given the needed power in his Panchakosha Sadhana. Nobody reads about it. Nobody practices it. But do you think just because I and you don't practice it, it will be in a closed list? It is out already. You see the website, there are at least 200 websites which are allotted to chakra meditation. 200 websites. And what is chakra meditation? Veerabhadra Sadhana of Pujya Gurudev. And he guarantees that within the coming few years, the politicians will change because the Gayatri Upasakas will become the politicians. They are growing, all of us are hearing it. You try to understand what I am telling, it is a very practical science. If you know how to concentrate on the Mooladhara, you will become a politician. And then comes the Swadhisthana, the business people. And did you ever hear any businessman asking for a job? What does the businessman do? He gives jobs. And if you want to become a businessman, you activate your Swadhisthana. Automatically you become a businessman. If you activate your Mooladhara, you become a politician. A real politician. Third, if you want to become a scientist, activate your Manipuraka. If you want to be a good actor, activate your Anahata. If you want to be a good teacher, activate your Vishuddhi. This is the greatest scientific technology of Gayatri given by the Gurudev. Nobody else has given this. And he challenged it in his life. I have changed it. I have given you the methodology for creating good politicians. I have given you a good methodology for good business people. Do you know Aurobindo wept? He said that money is in the hands of Rakshasas. She has to be freed. Money means businessman. But how to free it? You need not fight anybody. The only thing you have to do is you open up your Swadhisthana. It is as simple as that. Did you ever hear of that saying? If one man touches mitti, it becomes gold. And another man touches gold, it becomes mitti. Huh? The difference is in the Swadhisthana. You heard about the golden hand and the green hand? You heard about it?
सम वो बगीचे वाले क्या बोलते हैं गार्डनर्स, दे प्लांट एनीथिंग इट ग्रोज वंडरफुल एंड देर आर समवन हु प्लांट समथिंग एंड इन मेडिसिन ऑल्सो वी हैव इट वॉट इज नोन एज द हस्तवासी द टच. If a doctor, you go to him, he is beautiful touch. And there is another doctor, very dangerous. If he touches, this Gayatri, you think in these words, it is a formula for the coming politicians, for the coming business people, for the coming scientists, for the coming actors, for the coming teachers. And this Veerabhadra sadhana was done only once in the history by Kunti. Kunti Devi has 5 children, all from divine source. And then, how many of us, now after hearing this, are planning to make your children proficient in chakra meditation? If you are, the coming generation is yours. The coming generation is yours if you know about this chakra meditation. And about this chakra meditation is exactly what the second 8 letters of Gayatri Mantra is. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. It deals with chakra meditation. So, I will continue the 5th shloka. What is the 5th shloka? Yesterday I was telling you about the minister going to the bedroom. This is utilizing your sleep energy. And utilizing the sleep energy in Mandukya Upanishad, the sleep, sushupti, is known as the Karana Sharira, the cause of everything. So this life which we are living in this wakeful state and the dream state is because of your sleep state. So you should know how to approach your sleep. What is the methodology? The methodology is, when you are going to sleep, you try to see your breath first. Your breathing is going in, your breath is coming out. This is what I told you about concentrating on your breath, awareness of breath. While sleeping also you do that. Suddenly what happens? Your axis of breath changes and you go into sleep. At a particular instant, you are awake. You are seeing your breath going in, your breath coming out. You are just visualizing it. Suddenly when you are seeing your breath coming in and going out, coming in and going out, suddenly it reverses itself and you go to sleep. The reversal of breath is important. If you know the technique, 4 minutes of sleep is enough. It is said about Napoleon that he used to sleep on horseback for 4 minutes only. That's all. When the war is going on, he used to sleep only for 4 minutes on the horseback. And okay, he used to fight. This change from Hamsa to Soham or Soham to Hamsa, it happens. You practice it, you will know it. No lecture can help you. No lecture on how to cycling will make you efficient in cycling. How will you learn cycling? The only method is sit, saddle. You may fall once and have some small injuries, but you will learn how to cycle. So similarly, this shloka, going to the king,
the Atma Rama, so that your problems are solved, is achieved by knowing how to go to sleep. You understood the technique? The technique to explain is very simple. You just close your eyes, the breath is going in, the breath is coming out, the breath is going in, the breath is coming out. Suddenly you sleep. If you can catch that point just before you go into the sleep, any thought you think at that moment materializes. It happens. In Yoga Shastra, in Patanjali Yoga Shastra, this change of axis is given as Antakumbhaka and Bahya Kumbhaka. You know these words? Puraka means air is going in. And then you stop your breath. That is Antakumbhaka. And then release the breath, exhalation. And without again taking the air inside, you wait for few seconds outside, stopping the breath. It is known as Bahya Kumbhaka, inner retention, outer retention. And if you can understand what I am telling, if you can think a thought when it is in Antakumbhaka, and if you can throw the thought out in Bahya Kumbhaka, it will happen. That is the technique of blessing. So I have given you the secret. And all these secrets were explained by Sri Ram Sharma Acharya Gurudev in his autobiography. I have never found such a great man who disclosed all the secrets. And I have never found such a nice renunciate, so much vairagya. We don't want to learn all those things, even though they are there. He has given all the secrets and we don't want to learn. What does it mean? We don't want it. So this is the secret. If you want your desire to be fulfilled, whatever it is, whatever nonsensical that desire may be, if you want that tomorrow morning I should have an elephant with 11 heads, with a body of a lion, should come at my doorstep, it will happen. And don't think I am joking it, but you should pinpoint that point, Antakumbhaka and Bahya Kumbhaka. That is where the breath reverses. The breath goes in, after Antakumbhaka, the breath comes out. And when the breath comes out, after Bahya Kumbhaka, the breath goes in. You got the point? This is another yajna. Apane jubhati pranam, pranopanam tadhapare. That is the formula given in Gita. So there is no secrets anywhere. The only thing is you have to practice it. So that practice is given in this particular shloka, shloka number 4. And this shloka also you have to do it in wakeful consciousness. I told you the first 8 is in wakeful consciousness. You are not yet sleeping. You are trying to sleep. Even when you are trying to sleep, if you are attentive of the reversal point, then the breath goes in, reverses itself and comes out. Or when the breath comes out and reverses itself and goes in, you are with Atma Rama. You are in Rama Rajya. And greater the number of people who can sleep like that, greater will be the possibility of Rama Rajya. Then, Vanavasam hi sankhyaya, vasam syabharanani cha, bhartara manugacchante, sitaye shashiro dadau. A very simple shloka. The shloka is in Ayodhya Kanda, 40th shloka. Here, Rama is ready to leave for the forest. Then Lakshmana also said that he will come with Rama, and Sita also said that I will not stay back in Ayodhya.
I will come with you. Bhartara manugacchanti. Sita said, I will follow you. Then what happened? Dasharatha, the father-in-law, calculated the days of Vanavasa and gave the required ornaments to Sita. You understood the meaning? That means when Sita went to the forest, she had a large number of ornaments also. And those ornaments were given by her father-in-law, calculating the days of Vanavasa. And now what is this? In what way are you to interpret it? Now you should know who your father-in-law is. Who your father-in-law is? We know who your father-in-law is. And then you should know which Sita this sloka is talking about. And then you should know what you mean by calculated ornaments. So first let me tell you, according to Indian science of living, if a man can breathe exactly 21,600 times per day, he will live for 100 years. That is the equation. Your number of breaths is linked with your longevity. Is this point clear? This is the greatest science which very soon we are going to follow, especially those who are interested in yoga science, what is known as Swara Yoga. Again, you try to understand. Per day, if you breathe 21,600 times in 24 hours, your longevity will be for 100 years. So what does it mean? You have a calculated number of ornamental breathing. The real ornament of our life is breath, is it not? You understand why I am telling this? You won't put ornaments on a dead body. Ornaments are required for whom? For a living body. So what is the real ornament of a body? The breath. So the calculated number of breaths, vanavasam hi sankhyaya. And what is vanavasa? For a spirit, for a soul, to leave his rajya and live in this physical planet as if he is nobody, is a vanavasa. All of us are vanavasi Ram. We have forgotten that we are souls. So this world is the vanavasa, and in this vanavasa, your breath is decided by whom? By Dasharatha. Your rate of breath is controlled by the activities of your karmendriyas and gyanendriyas. Is it not? And who is Dasharatha? The father-in-law. Of whom? Sita. And what is Sita? Who comes out of earth? Prapancha. So Sita, one who is born with this physical, all of us are Sitas. Forget about the sex aspect. Don't say I am a male or a female. You say you come from earth. We are all Sitas. And these Sitas have a calculated birth, number of breaths, 21,600. And now, you see this miracle. You lessen your number of breaths, your longevity will increase. And suppose you can stop your breath, you will not die. That is the yogic secret. And the entire Patanjali Yoga Sutras speak about Kevala Kumbhaka. You know what you mean by Kevala? In Sanskrit, you know. In Hindi also. Keval means only. So
So if you stop Reshaka and Puraka and have only Kevala Kumbhaka, you will never die. And those animals which breathe at a faster rate, like dogs and that hare, they breathe at a rate of 35 breaths per minute. They die at the age of 20 or 25 years. A man breathes at a rate of 15 to 18 breaths per minute. His longevity is between 80 and 100 years. And a tortoise, an elephant, has a breath rate of 4 per minute. It lives for 500 years. So the cause for death is not disease. The real cause for death, according to Hindu yogic system, is not cancer or something or something or something. What is the real cause? Your number of breaths with which you came to planet Earth is over. If it is over, you die. So how to increase the longevity? By taking fewer number of breaths. So when you take deep, slow breaths, your longevity will increase. And majority of the now incurable diseases also can be cured by this slow, deep, long breath. Now you understand this shloka? So what does this shloka say? Try to shorten. Try to lengthen your breath so that you can lengthen your longevity. Clear? The shloka is clear. And this you have to do when you are awakened. So it is, you have to be done in a jagrata avastha. And then the shloka. Next shloka. Raja satyancha dharmancha, Raja kulavatam kulam, Raja mata pita chaiva, Raja hitakaro nuranam. Here, the shloka stresses the importance of Raja. Raja means the king. Who is the king of the body? Who is the king of the body? Your mind. Maneva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayo. So whether you are in bondage or you are liberated, it is because of the king mind. So whatever your mind accepts is truth. Raja satyam. Is it not right? Is it not a statement of fact? If your mind accepts it as truth, it is truth. Whether other people accept it or not. Raja satyam, then dharma, Raja satyancha dharmancha, Raja kulavatam kulam. It is your mind, when educated, you belong to a particular kula means class. If you read engineering, you belong to the engineering class. If you read medicine, you belong to the medicine kula. Kula means, you understand? Kula means the activity, not the caste. Unfortunately, again, we are in a highly wrong track. In India, caste was always based on your activity, on your quality. What is it known as? Guna karma vibhagasya. The caste is divided on the quality and the activities you do. But now we have forgotten that the caste has no link with the activities you are supposed to do, with the qualities you are supposed to do. When you say Brahmin, it doesn't mean that you are born to a Brahmin physical family. If you are interested in education, if you are interested in teaching, you are a Brahmin. If you want to protect people, if you use your muscles, Kshatriya. If you exchange, one product is available here, another product is available there, give this product there and bring that product here. What is this? Commerce, Vaishya. And then there is another class who sells all these three. That is Shudra. Now where does the caste aspect come here? And we fight for it. Raja Satyancha Dharmancha. Raja Kulavatam Kulam. What your mind is, so you are. This is the greatest psychological statement which now the psychologists are also telling. So, if you want to change yourself, you have to change your mind. It is as simple as that, you remember it. What great truths it tells us. You want something, you change your mind so that you can get it. Nowadays, we want so many things as a luxury. But many times I tell my people, if your nature of work wants it, unasked you will get it. For example, a car. At present, the cars are helping in increasing the environmental pollution of our areas. Many of us don't require cars. Don't you think I am right? But suppose you really need a car. Even when there are no cars, a car will come to you. I generally used to give an example of collector in 1950s, not now. Now everybody has a car. But at that time, cars were a rarity. But for a collector, there was always a car. Why? Because he needs it. It is not a luxury, a status symbol for him. For a collector or for a businessman, the transport has to be fast. But nowadays, everyone wants to go on a plane. And what happens? The air thing gets blocked with water. Do you know when in Hyderabad the aerodrome was full of water, I don't know, about few months back. Do you know many people said that they booked unnecessarily a ticket in the aeroplane. If they have booked the ticket in train, they could have reached their destination earlier. I said that is why the aerodrome was blocked. Because you want to go home on a plane for taking rest. And what a aeroplane is meant for? For a faster transportation so that you can do your work quickly. And now why did they want to go in aeroplane? Because they want to enjoy their holidays. And what happened? The plane was cancelled. You understand why these things happen? Why the fog and the mist and this and that? Because the passengers on that don't need a fast transport, but they are using it. And that is what is written in the second sentence. Raja Mata Pita Seva Raja Hitakaro Nrunam. So the mind must be like this. It should be able to think what it should learn, what it should not learn. And the most important thing nowadays is the entire humanity has to know mind control. This is the target of the present day humanity. Again I am repeating it, if you can understand the importance of this statement. The humanity now needs mind control. You read the newspapers and you can understand what I am talking about. Some small thing and you kill somebody. For 10 rupees yesterday I was reading in a newspaper. Two teenagers killed each other because of 10 rupees. You read the news? You should read these news also, because if you are really a thinking man, you should start worrying. If people are killing teenage children, killing each other for 10 rupees, don't think that your children are safe in that society. Do you think your children are safe in such a society? And as a thinking people, Raja Hitakaru Nruna. Hitakaru means, you understand what is Hita, what is good. So the mind should always think what is good for the humanity. And we are reading the newspapers. Did you ever think in what type of society we are in? Yesterday, 2-3 days back, in the hotel management course was going on, the senior asked the junior not to drink on the road because it reflects bad on the institution. This junior went to the senior's hostel and stabbed him to death. Are you feeling in what dangerous society you are living? We are living in a dynamite. Any moment, any one of us, our minds can go blank and we can do what we don't want to do. For this, the only recourse is yoga. There is no other way. Whether you understand it now, when there is still time before anything serious has happened, or you understand it later, but the time has come, within 2 or 3 years, either the yogic philosophy will dominate the planet Earth, or man will be annihilated permanently from the planet. But unfortunately for man, he is not free for it. There are certain very powerful people known as the gurus who take care of us. So I am sure that the power of the mind power of gurus is better than us. Therefore, what I request you all is to understand the Gayatri Yoga. And when I say Gayatri Yoga, means the 5 senses, the sound, the touch, the vision, the taste and the smell, all these 5 must be properly utilized. And how to do it? It comes in the next shloka. Niriksha sumuhu tanta dadarsho bharato gurum utaje ramamasinam jata mandala dharinam. The shloka says that at that moment, dadarsha samuhurte, samuhurte means at that particular moment, Bharata sa Rama, not in a king's palace, in a cottage. Bharata sa Rama at that moment, in a cottage. Which moment? The moment when you understood the plight of the mind, that is what exactly the upper shloka was telling. I think I have created enough panic in you, but you are heroes, you never fear. You say, let me see what happens. But don't try to be heroes. Try to understand the emergency of the time. Until and unless the yogic way of life comes to us, we are doomed. So this moment, when you feel that you are doomed, who will help us? Bharata will help us. We in Bharata are all Bharat. You know what Bharat is? Bha means light. Rata means liking it. So one who likes light. You understand what Bharata means? One who wants light. I have explained to you the problem which is facing humanity. And now you want to see the light. You are a Bharata. And then what will you do? You need a Guru. So that you can see the light. And who is the Guru? The Rama. But not the Rama of the palaces. The Rama of the cottages. Gurukulas. And did you know what Bharata did? When he saw Rama and asked Rama to come to him, and instead of Bharata, Bharata wanted that Rama must become the king. But Rama said no. Then what did Bharata do? He took the padukas of Rama. So the Guru padukas, the feet of the Guru are very, very important. If you understand what Gayatri is, if you understand what life is, you understand the importance of the Guru's feet. And throughout the world, wherever there is a spiritualism rampant and where spiritualism is adored, it is the feet of the master which are so important. So, to solve all these problems which I have narrated, and the guarantee which I have given that within 3 years you are going to see the yogic culture dominating the world, with India being the source for that, because we Indians have the virasat of yogic culture. You know what is virasat? Virasat means heritage. And vasiyat means? What is the vasiyat? Who can give a vasiyat? Who has some money to give? Vasiyat, you understand, na? Anything English for that? Will. So Gurudev says that it is not his biography, autobiography. It is our virasat and vasiyat. Virasat means heritage. This Ramayana is our heritage. And it is only Sri Gurudev who wrote it as his will, that I am giving this treasure to you. Because he has the treasure to give. Can you understand the greatness of such a man? He has given it as a legacy. He said, you don't worry about learning all these things. I have given you the technology. You read my biography. Not biography, it is autobiography. He wrote every line of it. You read this autobiography, practice it, the new era will come. And that new era, how will it be?
Yadi buddhi krita drashtum agasyanta mahamunim adyaiva gamane buddhim roche yasva mahamate.
If your buddhi, I told you, we are not having buddhi, we have knowledge only. But if you have buddhi, you should go to Agastya today itself. Today means 27th March 2007. 5 minutes to 8 o'clock you should go to Agastya. And what did Agastya give to Rama? Aditya Hrudaya. And what is Aditya Hrudaya? The Gayatri Mantra. So the entire 8 shlokas of the first Charana of Gayatri, Tat Savitur Varenyam, gives you the entire philosophy of how to live. So if you read these 8 shlokas every day, if this understanding, your daily life will be a yogic life. Jai Gurudev.